Right, the reading can be found on page 1053 of the Church Bible, Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Shirley, very much indeed. We're going to think for a moment about this great Bible story. So let's pray and ask for God's help. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Lord, please help us to see and to understand the really good news that Jesus teaches us from this story. And we ask it in his name. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I need my phone to help me get to places and to find my way home. Now, before I had a phone, I used to get lost. Now, there was one time in particular where I was going to a party, and my wife Cherry was going to be at that party, and this was before we were married. So I really wanted to go to this party in order to see Cherry there, but I got lost. And in fact, I got so lost that I never even got to the party at all. How sad is that? But now, that won't happen, because all I do is I type the place into my phone, and then when I'm on my way home, I just press the home button, and it brings me safely home. My phone saves me from being lost. Well, in today's story, we heard, didn't we, that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And he helped someone who was really lost. This man was called Zacchaeus. He was lost because he wasn't in God's family, but Jesus saved him and brought him home. So here's the first thing that we're going to see in our story. Zacchaeus was lost. Now, come up, Zacchaeus. Come and join us. Okay, here he is. Now, let's just listen to this story again, the first bit. It said this: Jesus was going through the city of Jericho, and in Jericho there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a wealthy, very important tax collector. Now, if I can just give you these things for a moment, if you put your stuff down for a second, that would be really great. And just hold that up. Okay. So he was really wealthy. He was rich because he stole money. That's right. He stole money. Now, he was a tax collector, and back then, the tax collectors took too much money off people. So if somebody was owed £100 in tax, Zacchaeus would tell them,
"I need another 100.
He needed 200, so I had to give 200. And do you know what he did? He kept one of them for himself. He stole that extra 100. So he was rich and he was hated. But also, he was a traitor. He was a traitor because he worked for the enemy. Now, in those days, the Romans had taken over the land, and Zacchaeus worked for the Romans, collecting their taxes. So he was hated. But also, did you notice, it wasn't just that, he was also a chief tax collector, a chief bad man. So he was in charge of all the other bad ones like this. So, he's a thief, he's a traitor, he is doubly bad. What do we say? Let's do some actions. Everybody thumbs down and say boo. Boo. Okay. So there is Zacchaeus. He didn't obey God. He wasn't part of God's family, and that's why he was lost. But continue to listen. Now, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he was too short to see above the crowd. So he ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus was going to pass, and he climbed the sycamore fig tree so that he could see Jesus. There he is. Everyone wanted to see Jesus. Even Zacchaeus, this bad man, wanted to see Jesus. There you go. So there he is. So that's the first part of the story. Zacchaeus was lost. But did you notice the surprising second part? Jesus chose Zacchaeus. So listen on. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus in the tree, and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was really pleased to have Jesus come into his house. So isn't it amazing that out of all of those crowds that day, Jesus chose Zacchaeus, the baddest man who was there. And you know what? Did you hear, as Shirley read it? It said this, verse 7, all the people saw this and they began to complain. They said, "Look at this man. Look at this kind of man. Jesus has gone to stay with him. He is a sinner. What is Jesus doing?" Let's do some actions, okay? Just go, what is Jesus doing? Now, the thing is, Jesus did know what Zacchaeus had done, because Jesus knows what every single one of us has done and thought. But Jesus chose him anyway. Now, just think for a moment of the person you know at school, if you're at school, who gets into the most trouble. Now, don't tell me who it is. Don't shout them out, please. Just think about them, okay? Now, just imagine someone who's 10 times worse. Someone who is more unkind, more naughty, more rude, more disobedient, more lazy, more angry. And then imagine a princess visits your school and a head teacher takes her to that child and tells her what he's like. And amazingly, that child is the only one that she talks to in the whole visit. There she is, smiling as she's talking to that child. And when she's about to leave, you hope she might talk to you, but she doesn't. She hands that child a present, some gold. Imagine that. Imagine she gave some princesses gold. And then she left. And you would go, "What? What?" Well, that's just like what happens in our story. Jesus knew everything about Zacchaeus, and yet Jesus chose Zacchaeus. Because Jesus loves those who are lost. He loves you and me. He doesn't love the bad things that we've done, But he does want us to come home to his family, whatever we've done. He doesn't push us away. He goes out and he looks for us. Now, if you are a Christian believer here today, it means that you were once lost, but now you've been found because Jesus has found you and brought you home to God. And if you're not yet a Christian person here today, it means that you are lost, but that Jesus wants to bring you home to God. Would you like him to? Jesus chose Zacchaeus. And then here's the third and final amazing thing. Jesus brought Zacchaeus into God's family. So Jesus went into Zacchaeus' home. They had a chat. And Jesus told him the good news that he'd come to save people and bring them into God's family. And Zacchaeus believed. Amazingly, this bad man believed in Jesus. He put his trust in Jesus and he stood up and he said something amazing to the Lord. Just want me to hold that for you. Go on, Zacchaeus.
I'm going to give half of my money back to the poor. If I've cheated anyone, I'm going to give it back even four times more than what I took.
Wow. Wow. And you know what? Zacchaeus, hang on a minute, guys. Zacchaeus, do you remember that £100 that you stole?
Yeah.
Have you still got it? So remember what Jesus, what you said? You said you're going to give it four times back?
Oh, thank you.
Four times back. Isn't that amazing? Four times back. And when he did this, Jesus said, salvation has come to this house today. This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The family of Abraham is just another way of saying God's family. So let's get your thing back again. There he is. There he is. Here he is. He's now in God's family. And Jesus has forgiven him. So I'm going to take those things away. And all the wrong that you've done has been forgiven. It has been forgotten. So let's have a hug. You are part of God's family. Thank you. You can go have a seat, Zacchaeus. Wonderful. Zacchaeus was lost, but Jesus loved him, looked for him, found him, forgave him, and brought him home. And Zacchaeus was so pleased to be in God's family that he gave half his money away and he gave back four times what he stole. He realized that being in God's family was better than anything that money can buy. Let's do an action for this one. Let's wave our hands in the air and go, yippee!
Yippee!
Yippee! So, if you are a Christian person today, as I was saying, it means that you were lost, even if you didn't think so, but Jesus found you and brought you home to God. And so today I want to say to you, be happy and glad about what Jesus has done for you. But if you're not yet a Christian here today, it means that you are lost, even if you don't yet think you are. But Jesus wants to bring you home to God, even if you think you're too bad to be in God's family. Remember Zacchaeus, no one is too bad for Jesus to save them. Would you like him to save you? Wow. Zacchaeus was lost, remember? Boo. But Jesus chose Zacchaeus. What? And then Jesus brought Zacchaeus into God's family. Yippee! Jesus is the friend of sinners. All of us need to be in God's family. All of us can be in God's family because Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Let's pray. I'm going to talk to God. And if you'd like to join with me, please say amen at the end. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that you found Zacchaeus and brought him into your family. Please help us to understand that if we are not yet in your family, then you want to bring us home. And please help us, if we have already come home, to be really glad, because it is the best place to be. Lord, help us today to hear the good news that you are teaching us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.